After a record number of people were recorded as waiting on trolleys this week in our hospitals, we spoke to Rhoda Judge, whose mother Greta was on a trolley for 26 hours. She explained to us how the only food on offer during that time was sandwiches and tea.
People on trolleys, would you believe, they don't get dinners. So there's no one actually bringing you in dinner. Now, they might bring around a sandwich cart and give you some tea or coffee, but if you're on that trolley for 48 hours, all you've eaten would have been sandwiches.
OK, now after this comment, we here at News Talk Breakfast contacted the HSE, who said, and I quote, "There is a national food and nutrition policy in development, but for the moment it is the responsibility of each individual hospital in relation to what food it serves its patients." Now we contacted St James's, the hospital in question, and they released the following statement. "All patients in our emergency department receive suitable meals throughout the day as clinically permitted and as required. The hospital does not provide hot meals to patients awaiting admission in the emergency department due to patient safety concerns. The hospital has been dealing with exceptional pressures and congestion within the emergency department and inpatients over recent days, and our aim is always to get a patient from the emergency department to an inpatient bed as soon as possible." Now, we spoke with Rochelle Flanagan, a consultant dietitian with NutritionWise, and she explained what food those in hospital would usually receive.
In a normal hospital day, you would have a main meal at lunchtime, so that would be your standard kind of meat, potatoes and veg probably. And then in the evening time, you'll probably get a snack meal, so it might be a salad, you know, an egg salad with some brown bread and some fruit. That would be a typical sort of meal, and then obviously your breakfast would be your cereals and brown bread. So ideally, if someone is in for 26 hours, they should get the same meals that someone who's, you know, in hospital is getting. It seems that this trolley crisis seemed to come out of the blue, but really they should be planning with the catering departments in the hospitals to manage also the nutritional needs of the people in the emergency department. Because if they do that, they might actually stop people from ending up being admitted.
Mm. Now, to discuss this further, Stephen McMahon is the spokesman for the Irish, or spokesperson for the Irish Patients Association, joins us. Stephen, hospital food in Ireland has never had much of a good reputation, anyway, to start with. Have you heard of this happening in other cases in our hospitals, and are you concerned by it?
I'm very concerned. I mean, the issue has been, the issue of nutrition has been going on for nearly the last 10 years when there was a study done by the Department of Health, and indeed more recent times, HICWA brought out some very specific recommendations. And the issue, you know, that something in the region of about 1 in 4 patients admitted to Irish hospitals suffer from malnutrition. And it's obviously from that, you know, it compromises the quality of life for patients and affects recovery and indeed causes unnecessary morbidity and mortality. So there's also a huge cost to the Irish system, where they've estimated that the cost of malnutrition is $1.5 billion. So you think that at least when somebody is being admitted to the hospital through the ED, that whole process of evaluation and providing nutrition to patients begins. And I'm a little surprised to hear that that they're still only writing guidelines, when HICWA did an audit 2 years ago and specifically said that in a number of emergency departments, patients who are not mobile and could not access the water cooler were not routinely being offered drinks. And they also said at that time in April 2016 that there was a lack of consistency in the meals offered to patients in the emergency department.
Yep.
So really, this needs to be addressed very urgently. Yes, certainly the emergency departments are under enormous pressure at the moment. I'm glad to see that the numbers have come down, the HSE numbers have come down slightly this morning, and I would hope they'll be reflected later on with the INMO figures.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, you know, for example, I had a very long conversation with a patient last night who phoned us, and anybody that has concerned, I'd invite them to drop us an email at info@irishpatients.ie. And basically this patient said that he'd been in a Dublin hospital 7 days ago. I won't name it because I have to investigate some of the issues that the individual raised. But regarding water, he said that he tried to get water and there was no little drinking cups or any of that nearby. And what he actually used was the unused sample vessel for what was to be a urine test. Now, I think that at best, you know, if we want to have provide hydration, which is so important, that there should be routine checks of these things, and you shouldn't be waiting for patients or the wonderful work that Rhoda has done to highlight these issues.
Okay, and indeed, they're becoming to resemble more and more like war zones. Stephen McMahon, spokesperson for the Irish Patients Association. Thank you for that.